Troops and equipment continue to pour into Kuwait to prepare for a possible invasion of Iraq. Among the most important missions will be to seize Iraq's airfields. That will be the job of the 82nd Airborne out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. There are now some 6,000 men and women of that division on the ground. The All-Americans of the 82nd invited a group of journalists to their desolate desert camp. NPR's John Burnett was there and has this report.
About a third of the 82nd Airborne Division is billeted at Camp Champion. They're part of the military tent city that has popped up in the northern Kuwaiti desert over the past month. As an invasion of Iraq grows more imminent, activity in the camps has escalated.
Ready? Yeah!
Go!
Soldiers push a palleted 5-ton truck along rollers. They're prepping it to push out of an airplane over Iraq. Next will come bulldozers, dump trucks, backhoes, as well as howitzers and armed Humvees. Giant parachutes 120 feet wide will soften the landings.
Our bread and butter play is to jump in and seize airfields. We go ahead and take airfields, whether they're in some kind of state of disrepair, whether they've been cratered, whether they got rubble on them, whether they got minefields on them.
Major General Chuck Swanick is the commanding general of the 82nd. His division's key role would be to parachute onto a number of Iraq's 108 airfields, most crucially the major airports in Basra and Baghdad, and quickly make them ready for the landing of coalition aircraft, which would offload more troops and materiel.
They can bring no more. We have to wait there. They don't get off. No.
Though paratroopers have been out here for nearly a month, their heavy equipment only arrived last week by ship from Fort Bragg. Swanick says they're working around the clock to have it rigged and pre-staged, ready at a moment's notice to load onto C-130 and C-17 cargo planes.
It's just like you got a gun loaded with ammunition, and we've got the hammer cocked back. We're cocking back that hammer just a little bit more every time, every day, as we go ahead and rig our equipment for parachute assault.
The 82nd is the nation's premier parachute assault force. The 101st Airborne is also here, expected to deploy from helicopters into northern Iraq to seize and hold oil fields and prevent Kurdish and Turkish troops from clashing. The charge to Baghdad is expected to be led by ground forces from the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, and various elements of the British Army.
Rock and roll. Oh, I got a last here. Rock and roll.
The desert has not been hospitable to the more than 100,000 U.S. and British ground troops now positioned in Kuwait. A low pressure system brought a fearsome sandstorm to the northern Persian Gulf earlier this week. The wind was so laden with sand it blotted out the horizon. On Thursday night, gale force winds blew through Camp Champion, collapsing tents, toppling porta-johns, and sending garbage airborne. Sharon Bauer, 19, is a private first class who says they don't get many sandstorms in her hometown of Delaware, Ohio.
I was actually in the trailer shower and that thing was shaking and I didn't know how bad it was, so I walked out and walked inside my tent. Poles by where I was sleeping was all completely bent in, so a lot of the riggers from the other mail tent came in with like 4x4s and nailed them up so the tents would stay up.
The paratroopers train while they wait. They brush up on combat first aid, clean their weapons, and practice donning chem bio suits. As the clock ticks down toward an ultimatum for Saddam Hussein, anticipation and impatience are growing among the troops, says Private Bauer and Specialist Alan Rocha, a 21-year-old from Henrietta, Oklahoma.
I'm ready to get the show on the road.
Yeah, me too.
I'm ready.
There's been too much waiting around.
Yeah.
It's just, something needs to happen soon. That's the way I feel about it.
During World War II, paratroopers of the famed 82nd made 4 daring jumps behind enemy lines, including Sicily and Normandy. A German officer was said to have called them devils in baggy pants. If the 82nd is deployed in the expected conflict with Iraq, it will be only the 2nd combat jump since the Second World War. The last was in 1989 into Panama to secure Torrijos International Airport. What would it be like out there in the darkness when their boots touch down on the Iraqi desert? Sergeant Raymond Marino is an airfield assessment specialist from Mesquite, Texas.
Obviously, the 82nd Airborne hasn't been able to do its mission practically since World War II, but we always train for it, so hopefully it'll go like when we train, nice, smooth, and easy.
Smooth and easy, hopefully, but British and American forces are preparing for the worst. John Burnett, NPR News, Kuwait.